Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
รายการของเรามีให้หลายภาษาโปรดดู suprememastertv.com/schedule.
They have to believe in it, to worship it, you know, respect it. Then they have benefit. Because this sutra is not only the merit of the Erstwhile Bodhisattva, it's also this embodied, you know, blessed by the words of Shakyamuni Buddha as well. You see, double blessing. And all the names of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva inside, that's a lot of blessing.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, overseas, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
被聯合國教科文組織列入世界遺產名錄，區內葡式建築林立，卻也散發濃濃的中國風。各宗教共存共榮的情景在這個都市顯而易見，羅馬天主教堂、銅馬祖廟、普濟禪院與其他中國寺廟比鄰而居。澳門亦都是國際藝術和音樂活動之都，而且每年都會舉辦精彩刺激的體育賽事，澳門格蘭披治大賽車。澳門人民熱誠好客，很歡迎許多遊客前來欣賞澳門的獨特之美。愛好和平的觀眾，很高興為你簡單介紹扣人心弦的澳門。我們祈禱你一言一行都感受到上帝與你同在。青海无常师30多年来以神圣教理照亮世界，这位完全开悟的名师传授观音法门，帮助渴望的求道者即刻开悟，一世解脱。所有的开悟名师都修观音法门，如备受神敬的世尊释迦牟尼佛，备受崇敬的神子耶稣基督，可敬的名师记哲学家孔子，可敬的指挥师那，可敬的名师记哲学家老子，可敬的主摩阿比罗，至爱的先知穆罕默德，祝他平安。锡克教第一代上师古鲁拿纳克德夫吉，仲有更多。 他强调我们只要时时想念上帝，为他人无私奉献，遵循宇宙律法，将达到人类最高果位，了悟来到地球的目的。亲爱无上师慈悲为怀，是非凡的在世典范，经常援助难民、家友、灾民和需要帮助的人，给予物资和经济援助，以爱心抚慰他们。亲爱无上师表示，深深感谢至爱的上帝多年来的恩赐，给予能力略尽绵薄，为苦难同胞提供物质方面的帮助，抚慰并支持他们，且能力行慈善，将上帝的爱和慈悲传达给他真爱的儿女。亲爱无上师敬谢所有殊胜的各方人士、团体组织、领导人和政府真诚慈悲的源源支持，愿天堂永远保佑大家。我们身为青海无常师世界会会员，也由衷感激大家，表达善意，祝大家万事如意。青海无常师获得各组织团体、政府媒体和各界人士的爱戴和肯定，并获得他们颁予很多奖项，例如2006年故事和平奖、紫奖等同东方的诺贝尔和平奖、1994年的世界精神领袖奖、2008年摩柯比罗奖，2月22日和10月25日都被定为青海日、美国荣誉公民等等。他卓越的人道善行多年来获颁无数奖项，获得世人无数赞誉。由于篇幅和时间有限，请恕我们无法列出很多其他奖项和荣耀。青海无上师敬谢所有殊胜的各方人士、团体组织、领导人和政府真诚慈悲的源源支持，愿天堂永远保佑大家。我们身为青海无上师世界会会员，也由衷感激大家，表达善意，祝大家万事如意。 致力为动物发声的青海无上师提出和平爱心的植物饮食，他更许下宏愿，希望人类醒悟，众生皆神圣，缔造和平辉煌的纯素世界，动物和人类共存共荣。他以各种方式倡导纯素生活，例如广发传单，你也可以选择这样的生活，开设爱家国际纯素餐厅、纯素食品公司、纯素皮草产品和无上师电视台。他也经常呼吁政府和媒体领袖，并参加气候变迁视讯会议，无论世人是否警觉，其努力影响世人之举，唤醒人们选择善待动物的生活，并奉行慈悲之道，天下才能永久太平，救地球免于气候变迁和天灾。青海无上师多年来足迹遍布全球，从美国到非洲、欧洲到大洋洲，对大众和他的徒弟讲经开示数百场，诠释各种灵性主题。今日我们有幸为你播出其中一场精辟的开示，主题为师徒之间节目佛教故事，阿难总持的因缘、地狱的名号与如来赞叹品，十一集之五，2015年8月10日，已经已开始于法国。
They will obtain human bodies, but they will be poor and lowly with incomplete faculties, and their evil karma will cause them to suffer mental afflictions. Before long, they will fall into the evil path again. Universally expensive, Bodhisattva, such are the retributions that will be undergone by those who ridicule and slander others' acts of worship. How much worse will the retributions be if they have other evil views besides their slandering? Moreover, universally expensive, in the future, men or women may long be bedridden and in spite of their wishes be unable to either to get well or to die. At night, they may dream of evil ghosts or family and relatives, you know, deceased, or of wandering on dangerous paths. In numerous nightmares, they may roam with ghosts and spirits. As days, months, and years go by, such people may weaken and waste away, cry out in pain in their sleep, and become progressively depressed and melancholy. Those things happen when the force of karma has not yet been determined, which makes it difficult for them to die and impossible for them to be cured. The ordinary eyes of men and women cannot recognize such things. In that situation, some people should recite this sutra aloud once before the images of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. They should also offer possessions which those sick people cherish, such as clothing, jewels, gardens, or houses. They should speak distinctly to the sick person, saying, "Now, before this sutra or these images, we are offering these items on behalf of these sick people." They might offer sutras or images or commission image of Buddhas or Bodhisattva or build stupas and monastery or light oil lamps or give to the eternal dwelling, mean ashram. They should tell the sick people 3 times about the offerings that they are being made, informing them so they both hear and understand what is being done. You hear me? You understand?
Yes.
Okay, the people who are sick but cannot get well and cannot die. That means the decision has not been made from the Council of Judgment whether or how to condemn this person. So during these indecisive times, if they offer things to the Buddha's image only even, not the live Buddha even, or recite this sutra of Astho Bodhisattva once in front of this Buddha's image, and get all the beloved items from the sick person to give it to charity or make it offer. Whatever they love, the sick person, beloved item, they should bring it out and offer it to the Buddha images and recite this sutra, or give it to the monastery, sell it or buy lamps, buy oil, buy things to offer to the monks or the temple. Yeah. If their consciousness are already scattered and their breathing has stopped, mean the sick person, then for 1, 2, 3, 4 and on through 7 days, others should continue to inform them clearly and to read this sutra aloud, even if the person still not very conscious, yeah? Mm. But he will hear, you know, yeah. Because his soul leaves the body but can hear everything. When those people's lives end, they will gain liberation from all heavy and disastrous offenses they committed previous lives, even offenses warranting fivefold uninterrupted retribution. Meaning even for the worst hell, all these offenses will be cleansed if they recite this sutra in front of Buddha image for the dead, for the dying person. Yeah. They will be born in places where they will always know past lives. How much greater will the karmic reward be if good man or good woman can write out this sutra themselves or commission others to do so? If they can carve or paint images themselves or commission others to do so, the benefits they receive will be great indeed. Therefore, universally expansive, if you see people reading and reciting this sutra, or even having a single thought or praise for it, or if you meet someone who reveres, you should employ hundreds of thousands of expedient means to exhort such people to be diligent and not retreat, you know, in spiritual belief. Yeah. In both the present and the future, they will be able to obtain billions of inconceivable meritorious virtues. Well, moreover, universally expansive, beings in the future may, while dreaming or drowsy, see ghosts, spirits, and other forms that are either sad, weeping, or worried, fearful, or terrified. Those are all fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, husband, wife, and relatives from this person, from 1, 10, 100, or 1,000 lives past, who have not yet been able to leave the bad destinies. They have no place from which to hope for the power of blessings to rescue them, and so they try to communicate with their closest descendants, hoping that those relatives will use some expedient devices to help them get out of the evil path. It says that if you see sometime in your dream, you know, some ghosts or some sad images of people, that means your far relatives in the past relatives, this you might not even know. They try to communicate this way, hoping that you understand and you pray for them, or light incense for Buddha, or do something to pray for them, so that they can liberate themselves from the bad destinies. Universally expansive, using your spiritual powers, exhort those descendants to recite this sutra with sincere resolve before the images of Buddhas or Bodhisattvas, or to request others to recite it, either 3 or 7 times. When the sutra has been read aloud the proper number of times, relatives in the evil path will obtain liberation and never again be seen by those who are dreaming or drowsy. You know, the sad image will not appear anymore. Moreover, universally expansive, people of low station and those who are slaves or who are bonded, or who are deprived of their freedom in other ways, may be aware of their past deeds and wish to repent of them and to reform. If while beholding and bowing to Earth or Bodhisattva's image with sincere resolve, for 7 days they are able to recite his name a full 10,000 times, then when their current retribution ends, those people will always be born into wealth and honor for thousands of lives. How much the more will they avoid having to endure any of the sufferings of the three evil paths? But have to recite with sincerity, huh? Not just say, okay, then it's better put the record player on. It has to be from the heart, yeah? Our intention is important. Moreover, in the future, in Jambudvipa, when the wives of Kshatriyas, Brahmins, elders, Upasakas, and those of other names and clans are about to give birth to sons or daughters. Ah, yeah, this is what the one I remember in Taiwan. Okay, that's fast. Newborn sons or daughters, the family members should recite this inconceivable sutra and recite the Bodhisattva's name a full 10,000 times during the 7 days before the birth of their children. If those infants, whether male or female, were destined to undergo a terrible retribution for things done in past lives, they will be liberated from those retributions. They will be peaceful, happy, easily raised, and will have long lives. If those children were due to receive blessings, then their peace and happiness will be increased, and as will their lifespans, live longer life, yeah. Moreover, universally expansive on the first 8, 14, 15, 18, 23, 24, 28, 29, and 30th days of the lunar month, the offenses of beings are tabulated and their gravity assessed. Every single movement or steering of thought on the part of beings of Jambudvipa creates karma and offenses. Everything. Everything we think we do or not do is all very unfavorable to us because it's mostly negative. That's what he meant. How much more is that the case when they're blatantly indulge in killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, false speech, and hundreds of thousands of other kinds of obvious offenses. Meaning ordinary, before doing even all these great offenses, every thought, every action, every movement of human beings often negative and create bad karma already, not to talk about doing all this as well. If they are able to recite this sutra once on those 10 vegetarian days, before the images of Buddha, because this is for ordinary people who can only become vegetarian 10 days. Convenient method. So if they recite this as well, it helps them. Before the image of Buddhas, Bodhisattva, or worthy one and sages, then there will be no disasters, for within a radius of 100 yojanas, mean all around them, is a protected field. They'll be safe wherever they go. The relatives of those who recite, both old and young, now and in the future, will be apart from the evil paths, meaning they never have to walk the evil paths again. Yeah. Throughout hundreds of thousands of years, if they can recite this sutra once on each of these 10 vegetarian days, then there will be no accidents or illnesses in the family, and there will be food and clothing in abundance. Now you know why the monks and nuns, they recite sutra every day. A different one, huh? Not just this one. You see every temple, or every festival, or if you see the Dalai Lama, with his monk, they always recite one plate after another, you know. They still use this old-fashioned printing, one page at a time, single pages, they read and then they fold it, read and fold it, and then they put in glass to protect it, very thin paper. And they believe that reciting it, to let the ghost also hear it. When I was at home, before I left home, I recite all this. And I open my window, even though freezing in winter, I hope the ghosts will hear it. And to help them, you know? Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I do this. Nobody told me this. I was thinking to help these suffering ghosts and evil spirits, yeah? And maybe some neighbor with deaf ears be able to, you know, some words will fly into their ears, one or two, and help them too, yeah. My neighbors were so good, because I recited loud, an open window, and I do this wooden fish, clock, 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 but they don't say nothing. Maybe fall asleep, you know, with the rhythm, you know. Okay, you recite, you have to say, Namo Ratanatoraya, Namo Ratanatoraya, you know, with the rhythm, and it's just too basic and always the same. Probably they fall asleep, that's why they don't complain. And so they didn't complain at all. But now and then I put a gong, bong, you know, that probably they wake up. What is that, you know? So I heard some door open and close, and then I Namo Ratanatoraya again, then they probably sleep again. Moreover, there will be no accident or illness in the family if they recite, you know, every day for these 10 vegetarian days. Yeah, and there will be a lot of food and clothing, richness, you know. So easy to be rich and sufficient. Why don't people do it? I mean, they don't have to follow me, they just recite this sutra. It's a long one. Every day they have to recite one sutra like this for 10 days. Then they have no illness and no short of food and clothing. Universally expansive, you should know of the beneficial deeds done by Earth's Thor Bodhisattva as he makes use of his indescribably many billions of great awesome spiritual powers. The beings of Jambudvipa have strong affinities with this Buddha. If they hear the Bodhisattva's name, see the Bodhisattva image, or hear but a few words even, a verse or a sentence of this sutra. Ah, so I was right. Open window, let the ghost hear, the neighbor just hear a little bit. It's not bad. It helps, yeah. Then they will enjoy particularly wonderful peace and happiness in this present life. Through hundreds of thousands of 10,000 of future lives, they will always be handsome or beautiful, and they will be born into honorable and wealthy families. Yeah, if everybody recite this, then I don't have to do anything anymore. We print it and give it to all the house. And then everybody rich and healthy, wealthy and contented, so no war, no problem. Hmm? Good solution, yeah. But I'm just worried if we give to everybody, they'll throw it, you know? And that might karma. They have to believe in it, to worship it, you know, respect it. Then they have benefit. Because this sutra is not only the merit of the Earth Store Bodhisattva, is also this embodied, you know, blessed by the words of Shakyamuni Buddha as well. You see, double blessing. Yeah. And all the names of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva inside, that's a lot of blessing. Yeah, I guess that's why. Having heard the Buddha, thus come one, praise Earth Store Bodhisattva in that way. Universally expansive Bodhisattva knelt, placed his palms together, and again addressed the Buddha, saying, "World-honored one, I have long known that this Bodhisattva has both inconceivable spiritual powers and mighty vows. I have questioned the thirst-come one so that beings in the future will know of these benefits." Because you wonder why a Bodhisattva don't know anything, has to ask the Buddha. No, they know. They just ask so that other people will know it, so that it become official and then print it in black and white like this, so future generation can read. Wow, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. The Buddha did a good job, and all his friends and his Sangha, you know, in collecting all this. Because not everybody say all the same, you know. All the sages, of course, they teach Kuan Yin method. This is sufficient also, yeah. But this is for people who has no master and no Kuan Yin method, and they will be reborn again and again. At least they will be reborn well, happy, yeah, protected. It's wonderful. I receive this answer most respectfully, world-honored one. How should this sutra be titled, and how should we propagate it? The Buddha said to the universally expansive, this sutra has three titles. The first is The Past Vows of Erstor Bodhisattva. It is also called Erstor's Past Conduct, and it is called also Sutra of the Power of Erstor's Past Vows. Because this Bodhisattva repeatedly makes such great and mighty vows throughout long aeons to benefit beings, you should all propagate this sutra in accord with his vows. After universally expansive had heard that, he placed his palms together, respectfully made obeisance, and withdrew. End of this chapter. Man, we're lucky to have Kuan Yin method. Become sound hearers and also hear all these sutra. Wonderful beings in the universe who's working so hard to save us, to save all beings. We're really lucky. I thank you, Sakyamuni, Erstor Bodhisattva, and all the Bodhisattva and the Buddha. Thank you so much. Thank you.
仁慈的观众，感谢你收看今日的师徒之间节目佛教故事阿难总持的因缘地狱的名号与如来赞叹品十一集之五。接下来焦点新闻之后将播出智慧之语节目佛教圣典妙法莲华经第四品集录六集之四，请锁定无上师电视台观赏更多正面的节目。愿内心的宁静带给你和谐的生活。 Benevolent viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program entitled Buddhist Stories, The Story of Ananda, The Names of Hells and the Place of the Buddha, Part 5 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Buddhism's Secret Scripture,The Sutra of the Lotus of the Wonderful Dharma, Chapter 4, Part 4 of 6, on Verse of Wisdom, right after Lobeworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the tranquility within bring you a life, peace and harmony.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.